is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
It's the Cliffo and Bronte podcast on a Tuesday morning. And on the show today, this is one to hang around for. We ask for your learner driver horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we didn't get more parents.
I think they're probably too scarred. They might have PTSD because...
Blocked that away. Oh, we've compartmentalized that.
We've all been the learner drivers, but you, unfortunately, will soon be... The teacher of a learner
it's
driver.
About 5-6 years away.
It'll come around soon,
who's
mate.
Counting? again, on the show, you take too lightly the subject of cassowaries.
Yeah.
I don't like how flippant you are whenever I talk about cassowaries on this show because they have killed people before these birds.
I'm going to say you talk about cassowaries as much as I talk about Taylor Swift.
Well, you know, look.
And they're both a danger to ourselves.
Your knowledge of Taylor Swift is not going to save my life potentially one day. But if you come face to face with a cassowary, my
you
face is the
that.
First one that's going to pop up in your mind. Plus, we asked the question, when did a plant hurt you? Forget about birds. Plants. They're the real causes of violence.
You've got some issues with nature that I think we need to unpack.
We really attack both flora and fauna on the Cliffo and Bronte podcast today. There's certain hills all of us will die on. Mm. And one of the hills that I am going to die on is that birds are dinosaurs. I've been saying this as long as we've been a partnership, mate.
Not all birds. Or do you think all birds?
No, all birds come from dinosaurs.
Oh, this is new
information. That's what Dr. Allen said on Jurassic Park. He's like, when you look at the makeup of birds, they're very similar to velociraptors.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very correct.
Yeah, well.
Now, a photo has surfaced that I think is going to sort of back me up on this. The photo is shot at Bingle Bay Beach. Now, if you've heard of Bingle Bay Beach, but you're not really sure where it is, it's in the northern half of the state between Innisfail and Ingham.
Okay.
So if you're traveling up to Cairns or if you're traveling down from Cairns to somewhere else between Innisfail and Ingham, that's where you're going to find Bingle Bay. Beautiful spot.
Yeah.
We know around that area in Queensland, crocodiles, sharks, jellyfish and stingrays.
Oh, God.
Are all out to get you.
So nice to look at, not nice to swim in.
Pretty much,
Bingle Bay Beach.
Yeah, well, they're all pretty snappy and stingy, those things, aren't they? But this photo doing the rounds, to me, it's very Loch Ness-y. All you see is the water at Bingle Bay Beach, and you see this long neck with something sticking out. Having a look around. Mm. You've seen it. Are you getting Loch Ness vibes?
Well, I mean, it doesn't fall into the category of sharks, crocs, jellyfish that you mentioned.
Or stingray.
Or stingray. So what is this thing?
It's a bloody cassowary.
Your
killer birds.
Your enemy. Your chosen enemy. A cassowary.
I think you approach cassowaries a bit too lightly because they have killed people before. And every time I've mentioned this, you kind of giggle your way through it.
Oh, I just don't.
But I'll tell you what, if you ever come face to face with a cassowary, you're going to be remembering what your mate Cliffo told you.
I just like, I see you as this, you know, big, strong guy. You confront intruders in your own house. You protect your family. Yeah. What is it with you and these birds?
I'll take on an intruder any day of the week
what
over
is
a cassowary.
It with the birds?
Number one, they're huge. They'll come up to me, like to my neck or whatever.
Okay.
And I've seen one stuffed, like taxidermied or whatever, at a museum.
Okay.
And they've got these long legs and these big feet with these big claws on them that just want to scratch you.
Right.
Why the cassowary was in the water is unknown.
Oh.
But Queensland Parks and Wild probably wanted to fight a shark or something. But Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service, which was sent the footage, they say the birds, the massive birds, cassowaries, are known to go for a swim.
Oh, my God. So even if you think you're safe in the water from these things, yours could
it's worrying. Like, they've always had the power of flight over it.
Yeah.
But, well, most, but not cassowaries, but most birds. But the thought of now birds getting their sea legs, like, stop worrying about the robots taking over. It's the evolution of the birds we have to be worried about.
There's a few aspects of parenting that scare the bejesus out of me, and I don't envy you because this is obviously an issue you're going to come up with much sooner than me, and that is teaching your kids how to drive. You're out.
See ya.
You've got a while to go.
I'm done.
You've got a while to go. How long until Kilda?
But Matilda now is 9.
Yes.
Which to me is crazy because I keep adding up. I keep going, okay, cool. She's 9 now. Wow, in 9 years, she's going to be 18.
Yes.
Like the time that my daughter has been on the planet, and yeah. I remember her birth like it was yesterday, the snacks they kept bringing into the hospital
okay,
were amazing.
Stay on track here. We're talking dry. Yeah,
so she was born 9 years ago. I remember the day. And I'm like, how can, like, that time elapsing again? And she's not mine anymore.
An adult.
She's an adult.
And she'll be driving thanks to you or Michelle. Who do you think's going to lead the driving?
It'll be probably me. With Michelle's track record lately on pranks on the road, it'll probably be that.
Look, it's...
Sorry, Mish.
It's a tough thing. I remember as a learner driver giving my mum, because mum led me for most of my driving lessons, a heart attack. And I was kind of reminded of how green learner drivers are on the weekend when I was going around a roundabout and I saw, obviously, they've got the L plates on. Mm. That's great.
Was this just like L plates shoved in the like number plate or something? Like, was it a proper driving
this
school?
This was a driving school.
Okay.
So, obviously, this learner driver has come round in like the... She's come around in the lane and tried to go off the exit of the roundabout in a lane that you're not allowed to take the exit of that roundabout kind of thing. And I was trying to merge on.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong, kids. You're doing it wrong.
It was one of those moments where I had to brake really quickly and kind of saw the learner and how scared she was. And there's nothing you,
know,
you do.
The instructor has his or her feet hovering over that brake pedal.
Yes.
That extra weird brake pedal in the passenger side.
And he kind of looked similarly terrified. Like, no, there was no praying or anything, but it was just a good reminder that, like, these learner drivers are exactly that, learning, and to give them a bit of space and stuff. So we just carried on. But what I don't want to know on 13, 10, 60, because I know there's stories, everyone has one from when you're learning to drive.
Oh, yeah.
What is a learner driver horror story?
This one from, this is going back now because it's from high school.
Yeah.
There was a story, and I don't know how much mayo was put on this story. It almost became legend of our high school.
Yeah.
But there was talk of a girl in the grade above me at school who was actually going for her P's. So she was doing her, like, driver's test to get off her L's or whatever. And I grew up in New South Wales, and I'm sure it's the same
in
Queensland.
Hold it again, you.
Sorry about that. Born a cockroach, die a cockroach. But down there, you do your driving test like in your car.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
the instructor just hops in your car.
Yep.
And this girl, apparently, she sideswipes another car while doing the test as she's coming out of the car park. And the instructor goes, oh, wow, you've sideswiped a car there. Looks over and the instructor goes, oh, that's my car.
Oh, no. And she passed?
With flying colours.
Look, if it's in your learner's test, if it's in your P's test, or if you were just when you were with mum or dad or whatever guardian is teaching you to drive.
Or maybe you're the parent and you were there when your kid stuffed up.
Yep.
13, 10, 60, what's your learner driver horror story? Mm-hmm. 13, 10, 60, Sarah's here right now. Sarah, what's your learner driver horror story?
So I was doing a circuit with dad in the car. Mind you, I'd said to mum and dad from day dot, I only wanted an automatic license, but they insisted on a manual.
That's such a dad thing to do,
isn't it?
You never know when you're going to need it, Sarah.
You don't need it.
So we had a manual car, which I was learning to drive in. Mm-hmm. I said we were doing this one circuit, and we'd done it a number of times, and I was confident enough with it. And I said to dad, I said, look, I've had enough. Can we please just go home? Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll do it one more time. We'll do it one more time. Well, like one more time, I went up a gutter and straight into a tree and broke the car off and broke three of dad's ribs in the process.
Whoa, Sarah really wanted to end it.
You broke the car and you broke your dad.
Broke my dad's ribs, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
true. So lessons with mum after that, Sarah.
It was, yeah.
Thanks for the call, 13, 10, 60. Tammy, what went wrong on your L's?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my little sister. Mm-hmm. And what happened is she was driving along doing quite well, and we came to a main intersection. and she stalled it in the middle of the intersection.
Oh, yeah.
She panicked and got out of the car and came around to the passenger side. In the middle of the intersection. So,
yeah,
that was the last time I...
Yeah,
that's really giving up,
isn't it?
Quite an inconvenient time.
Waving the white flag.
just staying on top of the car in the middle of the intersection. I'm done. Cole's here. Cole, what went wrong on your L's?
Not mine. I used to work at a place in Townsville, and our yard was right next to where the Department of Transport was, where they used to take all the young fellas for their P-plates. Anyway, I was watching this fella, and he jumped in the car with the dude, and off they went, and I had to go over to our other warehouse, and I left about probably 10 minutes later, and I turned around the corner to go to our other warehouse, and here's the young fella, T-boned straight into the side of another car. So I'm guessing he failed.
Yeah, safe assumption, Cole.
Alpha Bucks back tomorrow morning after 8 a.m. What's tomorrow's day?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The 15th of November.
15th of Nov.
Yeah.
November.
And your free answer to get you that 1K is Kathmandu.
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 Well, would that be a retail, like a shop starting with K?
I would say
Or the brand of jacket news reporters all over the world seem to wear.
Oh, actually, yep, I've got the questions. That's it.
What is with bloody news reporters and their obsession with Kathmandu?
Must be nice on that kind of wage.
Right?
To be able to afford that.
Yeah, we're in the media. We know what you guys get paid.
We get Aldi puffer jackets if we're lucky.
It's coming up tomorrow after 8. Alpha Bucks, Kathmandu, your free answer.
This is TikTok Tuesday. That went viral on TikTok.
It's usually your thing.
Yeah.
You're more on the
tuned in
TikTok
absolutely
than I am.
Absolutely.
The TikTok?
Yeah, look, you've got a way to go.
Case in point, me referring to it as the TikTok highlights how little I am actually across this. Yeah. I do like it. I haven't signed up to a profile yet.
You're just an anonymous user.
Do you have a profile?
Absolutely, okay. I have a profile. That way I can like things and it goes on my profile. So if I like a video, I can go back and find
it. Right. Mm. Even as an anonymous user, it still builds you an algorithm. Like it's
yes, it does. Yeah, yeah. Like.
This is one that I actually came across and it's actually getting a bit of attention around the world. After passengers on a flight in the state fought back tears.
Oh, no.
Because the pilot, after 32 years of flying with American Airlines, he was retiring. It was his final flight. So instead of doing his, you know, flight time is rah, 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 thing
yeah.
to do, in the cockpit, he actually got up and he picked up the little phone to do the, like, his welcome announcement.
Yeah.
Like, standing up in front of everyone.
Oh, no, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I've got it here. This is a little longer than something we'd normally play, but I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So enjoy. This is after 32 years of flying with American Airlines. This is Captain Jeff Fell and his retirement speech.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard American's Flight 2561 to the Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. First of all, I'd like to take just a few moments of your time before we take off to Chicago tonight. And I'd like to acknowledge a group of very important people to me that are on board the flight. Most of them are in the back of the airplane, and they're the majority of my family, and they have, who have come along with me on my retirement flight. They're on board with me for on my retirement flight after 32 years with American.
Wow.
Thank you all for coming along with me tonight and celebrating this very memorable time in my life. I love all of you. And also, you know, I didn't want to get emotional, but goodness gracious. Anyways, finally, for my wonderful wife, Julie, who has been at my side for the majority of my 32 years at American, I love you and look forward to the next chapter in our lives. And welcome aboard, everybody.
It's so beautiful
it's
to see
so
him.
Nice.
And he's kind of hunched over and you can see he's very clearly emotional.
Yeah.
I will be honest, part of him was like... Hope that guy composes himself.
Yeah, right. You got
before he puts the keys in the ignition.
But
guy, come on, Straighten up, guy. Let's go.
So we just celebrated as a show our 1 year anniversary. Thanks for my present. Not.
They said we wouldn't make it.
Which.
And they were kind of right. The show's wrapping up at the end of the year.
And one of the things that we first spoke about on this show, I was going back because something's happened to probably my second favorite social media platform recently, and that's Instagram. Something's happened.
What's TikTok first?
TikTok first.
Yeah.
And then Insta.
Poor old Facebook.
Insta's good because, Facebook.
It's just slipping down the line.
I didn't even think about it. But when you were about a year ago talking about Facebook ads, I revealed something on the show. This is what it sounded like.
I very rarely click on Facebook ads.
Yeah.
Not just Facebook, but on Instagram as well too, because it's all Zuckerberg.
Okay, this is the thing. I don't get ads on Instagram. Don't tell Zuckerberg. What? Don't tell Zuckerberg.
Hold on.
Don't tell Zuckerberg. Don't.
What? Are you sure that was only a year ago? The audio quality. That could be the 1950s. We're going back to the archive.
I had to really like dig for this because I know that I had told you that I don't have ads. And
I remember that.
Yes, it was a big deal. Who snitched though? Because in the last
Zuck?
Who's got connections to Meta? All I'm getting now is ads on my Instagram for the first time.
I'm still confused as to how you ever went through a period of your life where you didn't get ads on
Insta.
Particularly, what's it called? The stories.
Uh-huh.
I've gone through stories, mate. Like the third one.
Yes.
The sixth one, the ninth one. So many ads.
Now I understand why you are the way you are because ads are just so annoying.
Why I'm the way.
About Instagram. About Instagram.
That makes it better. Thank you.
Now, look, I might not agree with you with your fear of the cassowary bird.
Yeah.
But there is something that you and I agree
with. Just me, you'll be scared when one's chasing you down.
It's fine. There is something we agree with. Agree on. And that is the wonderment that is The Simpsons. A show that I feel like shaped our childhoods. You said that your daughter Matilda is now discovering the world of The Simpsons.
And now I'm having that conundrum that I guess our parents had at the time.
Yes.
Where I'm like, ooh, it is a little bit edgy.
It is.
But, you know, I'm not the most PC dad. So I'm like, all right, if it's going to keep you quiet for half an hour, you can go on my... Because she can't, on her kid's profile on Disney Plus, watch The Simpsons. She has to go on my profile.
On the adult one.
On the adult one.
Look.
But she's a good girl. She always asks.
There's some adult themes. And we were talking about The Simpsons last week because it was kind of hinted at in an episode of the most recent season that Homer was going to no longer be... questionably disciplining his son, Bart. And, aka, he wasn't going to strangle him anymore. And this is how it went.
Whoa, that's quite a grip.
See, Marge? Strangling the boy has paid off. Just kidding. I don't do that anymore. Times have changed.
I'm going to say, if you've never watched The Simpsons, we sound pretty barbaric.
We do.
Right about now.
Well.
But Homer choking Bart, and his face goes real big and his tongue hangs out and he goes, ah! It's kind of been comedy gold for like 30 years, all right?
Look,
so give us a break.
I don't know what it says about us or about the world that there was so much uproar about the fact that The Simpsons hinted that maybe there wouldn't be choking involved, so much so that one of the co-creators and producers, James L. Brooks.
Oh, yeah, his name comes up at the
credits.
Yeah,
in the clouds, has confirmed to people that nothing is going to be changing. Nothing is getting tamed. He said nothing, nothing, nothing. He'll continue to be strangled, if that's one of, if that's the term you want to use
this
for it.
This is going to look very bad on a court transcript.
He said he'll continue to be loved by his father in a specific way. So, good news, I guess.
It's just a real hard win to celebrate this one, isn't it? Yesterday, Langs, we brought you the story of a prickly situation. A 60-year-old man found himself in across the weekend after becoming trapped under a 3-meter-tall cactus.
Ooh.
Like something you'd see on a Corona carton. One of those big cactuses, bigger than a man.
I thought you were going to say on like a Looney Tunes. Like,
or on a Looney Tunes.
Yeah, yeah. I picture that kind of thing.
It's not the kind of thing I'd expect to see just south of Toowoomba.
No.
Like a 3 metre cactus.
No.
But it fell on top of this bloke. Emergency services were called to the scene.
Ouch.
Paramedics say the man managed to free himself before their arrival, but they transported him to hospital anyway for hip and neck injuries.
Yowza.
That's something you'd expect after a car accident. Mm-hmm. Hip and neck injuries, but from a 3 metre falling cactus.
Would have been heavy and spiky.
Yeah.
Like me.
I guess so.
Sometimes.
Like Bronte on a bad day.
Yes, exactly.
It got me thinking, 13-10-60, when plants attack, when has a plant hurt you?
Okay.
I was going to produce up a little opener for this segment, but I ran out of time.
Shame.
If I was going to do it, it would have sounded something like this. When plants attack, when plants attack. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear it now.
So that's what you could have had if I was more organized. Instead, I just want to throw to you, 13-10-60. When did a plant hurt you?
Mm.
Either on the inside or maybe, like in my case, when I was a kid, on the inside. Because the house we grew up in, Bronte, had like a, I'm not sure exactly what the tree was.
Yeah.
But it looked like a really big Christmas tree.
Mm.
Like it was taller than the house. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely huge. And I was climbing it one day, and I don't know why, just a stupid kid, I must have put my hands from the sap or whatever into my mouth and sucked on my hands.
Naturally.
I run into mum. My mouth was burning.
Oh, no.
My mouth was completely on fire to the point mum had to ring the poisons helpline or whatever, and they were like, put milk on it.
Oh, there you go.
Pour milk in his mouth.
And?
That did like lessen the burn. I guess it's the same thing as chili or whatever.
Yeah.
But 13-10-60, lots coming through already.
I feel like it's...
Don't worry, Beck. I'll put them on hold. You take it easy out there, buddy.
It's kind of like it either hurts you on the outside, which is, you know, maybe you get a cut or you get a cactus fall on you, or you hurt on the inside if it's an allergy that you don't realise this plant or tree is hurting you.
I mean, there was the mushroom thing.
Oh.
I don't want to go down like
she
it's
hurt.
In front of the courts.
Yeah, allegedly.
But 13-10-60, like Langer said, could be on the inside like me. Could be like a nettle.
Yes.
Something stinging on the outside. But when did a plant hurt you? Ian is here. Ian, when did a plant hurt you, mate?
Well, I'm from New South Wales, and over there we've got a thing called stinging nettles.
Ooh.
Yes.
And it looks like a grass. And I was a kid, and I went and rolled in it thinking it was grass.
Oh,
and
Ian.
Yeah. So, not a very happy experience.
Did the skin go all like red and blotchy and swollen?
Oh.
Yep. And sting.
Okay.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
You know what I realised? Is stinging nettle like the equivalent of bindies that we've got here in Queensland, or is it more of a plant?
I think they're different things, aren't they, Ian? They are.
They're like a little fern.
Oh,
isn't just like Australia, all the animals and now all the plants out to get us, Ian?
So true.
Everything wants to kill us. Brett's here. Brett, when plants attack, when did a plant hurt you?
Well, I used to work for a tree service, and we had to cut down this plant. It's called a bougainvillea. It's a lot like a rose bush. It's got heaps of mongrel little thorns all over it. And anyhow, long story short, we were cutting it down and we were feeding it into the mulch of the chipper machine to chip it up, and wrapped around my leg and my arm, and it ended up tearing me to pieces like I got attacked by a freaking lion. Anyhow, I had to end up getting about 4 stitches because the barbs tore into my skin as it was feeding through the chipper and cut me to pieces a bit.
4 stitches!
That is not a very nice bougainvillea.
Love the name. So, have heard of
that's
bougainvilleas
a Queensland
before?
Plant.
Bougainvilleas. They'll get you. Kay's here. When did a plant hurt you?
I'm not sure if you've ever heard of cathead burrs, but it's a little burr with 3 spikes that break off in your feet and in your shoes. But me and my kids went running through a patch one day, and I had a foot full of them, and I had to carry two kids out, and pulling them spikes out of the bottom of my foot was excruciating.
They
come in your house, and you'll go to the toilet in the middle of the night and step on them, and you're pulling spikes out of your feet, and they're terrible.
They look like little landmines, don't they? They're round, they've got these spikes.
They're round
spikes.
With these three spikes.
I'm guessing when you went for the run through the field, you didn't realise they were there, or were you just trying to physically... see how hard she was.
Do the whole Sound of Music thing. Didn't realise these little bastards were out there to get her. 13, 10, 60, Jackson is last. Jackson, when did a plant hurt you?
When I was camping, I picked a flower from a tree and I put it in my mouth. And then the sap came out of the flower and stuck my lips together.
Sure, your parents weren't complaining about that.
Best camping trip ever, Mum reckons. And I believe in second chances.
And I'm Bronte, and I just want to win again.
Can you beat Bronte? Redemption round.
All right, here we are, day two, with our first carryover champ and that $500 on the line at the end of the week, Langers.
Yes, we've got Dave back for day two. Dave, how are we feeling?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad.
Good, good, good. Have you already mentally spent that $500 or you've got a way to go?
I haven't had time. I was too busy Googling Greenland yesterday.
Mate, you were the carryover champ. Don't worry about
it. It's good, Dave. So when you played Bronte first time around, you got no correct answers. Three all up yesterday. So you have very much earned your place as our carryover champ coming into day two of Can You Beat Bronte Redemption Rounds.
Awesome.
Very nice. But your competitor today, who went down 1-4, so only got one correct answer, is Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your baby?
He's doing fantastic.
Oh, good. If you don't know.
We're going to sort Christmas out, or has Bronte ruined it?
I'm still going to spoil him regardless.
Right.
Good. Yeah, no, Amy called. This is when the jackpot was rising over the last couple of weeks and wanted to win so you could buy presents for your baby, but I didn't allow that.
No.
Sorry, Amy.
She's the Grinch of the hit network, our Bronte Langbrook. Okay, so it's Can You Beat Bronte Redemption Rounds. Dave, you're player number one. So, Amy, into the soundproof booth you go, okay?
Bye, Amy.
Back soon, Amy.
And Dave, you'll have 5 questions, 30 seconds. Are you ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. You can pass if you want. And your time starts now. Name one of the Golden Girls.
Pass.
What makes your blood red?
Hemoglobin.
Which continent is in all 4 hemispheres?
What?
Which continent is in all 4 hemispheres?
Asia.
What is the world's largest reef system called?
Great Barrier Reef.
The term home run is used in what sport?
Baseball.
Okay.
Okay.
Good run. Good run, Dave.
Don't say anything, Dave.
Good. We'll get Amy out of soundproofing. How was it in the booth there, Amy?
Magical.
Lovely.
Yeah. Bronte always comes out singing. It's smiling.
Bit of alone time. I get it, Amy. You'll have the same 5 questions, the same 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Your time starts now. Name one of the Golden Girls.
Bruce.
What makes your blood red?
Oxygen.
What continent is in all 4 hemispheres?
America.
What is the world's largest reef system called?
Reef system.
Reef system.
As in like the Great Barrier Reef?
The term home run is used in what sport?
Baseball.
Okay. Baseball. Okay, well, we've got 5 answers.
Yep, we do.
One pass from Dave.
Which we'll start with. That was question number 1. Name one of the Golden Girls. So that is Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, or Sophia. Unfortunately, Amy, there's no Ruth.
No.
That's okay, though. So
you guys
zero
know
piece.
The Golden Girls were younger than the Sex and the City girls are now. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, right.
I learned something today. That's not a question,
it's
though.
Disgraceful, isn't it?
Question number 2. What makes your blood red? It is hemoglobin, which Dave got correct, not oxygen. Amy, so 1 apiece. One to Dave. What continent is in all 4 hemispheres? It's actually Africa. So there you go. not Asia from Dave or America, so still one to Dave. What is the world's largest reef system called? You both got this right. It's the Great Barrier Reef. And the term home run is used in what sport? Baseball. You both got that correct, but on three.
Dave!
Daddy!
Dave by 1 point! Get the job done, Dave.
Well done, Dave.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Any little smart-ass comments
you
want to throw in there, Dave?
Yeah, you Google now?
Look, this might be a stupid question, but I thought there was the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere.
I actually what thought are the other that two? Producer Beck put the questions together.
I reckon they put the question wrong, and she meant which four time zones.
Is there other hemispheres? We've got a protest here.
Look, I can look it up, but there's just... I got these questions online, all right, guys?
Well, I don't care enough.
Yeah, we can tell.
Either way, Dave, you
Dave,
won.
Yeah, you won it, Dave.
That's all right, yeah, hey.
What are we questioning
I'll take
for?
It.
Yeah.
And, hey, it wouldn't change the outcome anyway.
No.
Amy,
no.
Thank you so much for playing.
Yeah, all good.
You have a wonderful Christmas with your baby. What's his name?
His name is Percy.
Happy Christmas Percy.
And Dave, it's like Christmas for you, brother. You're our carryover champ 2 days running. We'll catch up again tomorrow morning after 7.
Awesome.
Good on you, mate. Can you beat Bronte redemption rounds? Another weird effort as always from us.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.